he made a colossal mistake. Colossal. In that he could have forced his way to Boston. He could have said, look, it's down to these two teams. I will only re-sign with the Celtics. And he would have been there. And to your point, he would have been able to maybe win a championship this year, upcoming. And then going forward, they would have been contenders for the next 4 or 5 years.
It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shirtlieb, Ken Laird, Justin Turpin in with us. He writes for WEEI.com all about the Celtics, and what a day we have had. What was it, about like 11 o'clock last night? Is that when the news
after
ended up breaking?
Midnight, yeah, close to midnight.
After midnight? Yeah. All I know is I woke up to use the can around 3 a.m., and of course, as I always do, I sat and I was reading some of the news alerts, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess it happened. I guess I'm up now. So for about an hour, I started reading. It was a nice long can break. And then I went back to sleep and started reading some more about it. But
Who's the winner in the trade, by the way? Broussard, good point, by the way. I love Broussard's point there that, you know, Giannis screwed up. Why didn't he force his way to Boston? I don't think he won. I obviously don't think the Celtics won. I don't think the Bucks won. I guess you could say Miami did. Pat Riley won. He got his guy. He got his star to South Beach.
They finally got someone to meet him at the altar because he struck out the last like five times. Since Jimmy Butler, they've struck out.
No question. But, I mean, that's all well and good. He could try to kick his way out there. But apparently, according to the New York Times, as I read you that article, part of the article before, Jaylen Brown had given signals to the Milwaukee Bucks that he was going to be a player under duress, that he would not want to be there. So, I mean, Giannis could kick and scream. But if I'm the Bucks, I'm not making that deal. If I know I'm getting a player back that's not going to want to be there and not going to sign anything,
but
and he's going to
can't you trade Jaylen? Why don't you get Jaylen and trade him somewhere else?
They could have flipped him. That's what I thought was the most logical thing. If they were to move Jaylen and they didn't want to, or if he didn't want to be there, and Milwaukee didn't really view him as the building block that they wanted, then they would have flipped him. That was always the most logical thing to me, I think. It felt like they weren't going to build around him.
But the bottom line was Giannis had two places he wanted to go. And they said, well, Jaylen doesn't want to play here, so we're going to go to Miami. Because I don't know if you guys agree, but it sure seems to me that the Celtics offer was a better offer than what Miami was offering up.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, so I just seems to me like... And that should scare you as a Celtics fan, is Jaylen Brown is calling the shots, which means you might not get top value for him if you do want to trade him right now. Because he might say, you know what, I don't want to go to this team, even though they put the best package together with the best group of players. Ah, I don't want to play here, don't want to play here. That sucks. And you know what, he's got you by the balls right now. And part of me says I almost don't blame him, but as a Celtics fan, I don't like that one bit. Let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, what's up?
Hey, Mike. Guys, great discussion here. Let me just throw a different curveball at this thing. First of all, I want Jaylen Brown gone 5 years ago, you know, even before they won the championship. He has been the highest drama player that we've had on the Celtics since, I don't know when, you know, Sidney Wicks in the late 70s. I mean, it's crazy. But here's one thing I would think about. One of the key guys here, and I think I called last week to speak to you guys, one of the things that's a key variable here is Brad Stevens. And reflect on the comments that Brad made after we lost to the Philadelphia 76ers after being up 3-1, what he focused on, right? So we know that Mazzulla's not going anywhere, but we do know that Brad was obviously unhappy with the constant three-point shooting, and he was unhappy with our ability to protect the rim. So you remember during the great dynasty years of the Pats, most of us had the opinion that whether or not we liked Belichick as a human being, he's a pretty abrasive guy. We always kind of had that line in New England, in Bill we trust. In other words, we trusted him, particularly as a general manager, to make those decisions that were best for the team to put us in the best position to, you know, win championships. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely am of the opinion in Brad we trust. He is going to get us some players that's going to help us build the championship. And as we just saw with the finals, depth is very important. And by showing Shireman and Ugo, or however you pronounce his name, Gonzalez, and guys like that, that we're loyal to them, I tell you what, I think we're in better shape. But the key for me is Jaylen Brown must go.
That's a good call, Mike. You know, the one thing I'll say is that don't think that Brad wasn't prepared for if this blew up in his
100%.
Face.
100%. And there definitely has been conversations between Jaylen Brown and Brad Stevens.
I'm pissed.
He's coached him for 5 years before he moved upstairs, was believed in him enough to make him the highest paid player in NBA history with the Supermax deal. There's a longstanding relationship there that he's not going to leave him out in the dark. Like there
at the end of the season, at his press conference, he was like, "Have you talked to Jalen?" "No, but my office is, my door is always open."
But he did say that they were going to meet that week, which is common practice. They do meet throughout the offseason. Like, that is common practice. But to the caller's point, I think Brad has earned the benefit of the doubt. So since he moved upstairs, they've been in the finals twice, won one, and haven't won fewer than 51 games.
When Danny Ainge was the GM, I used to interview him every week during the season. And I remember one time I asked him, I was like, when there's a player whose name is being thrown around and, you know, in trades, like, do you tell them that they're going to, yeah, you are actually telling people that you are available? And he said, you know, we have to be very honest with these people. So, yeah, a lot of times we do say, you know, we're looking around. Your name is going to be mentioned. We would love to have you here. We're only going to trade you if it's something that we can't say no to. And, like to me, that was a shock because it almost seems like most GMs would just not say anything until it was actually done because at that point it's too late. You can't do anything. There's no kicking and screaming.
That's what happened kind of with the Sox and Bregman. They didn't tell Devers until they got Bregman in the fold. Then they were like, oh, yeah, Rafi, we want you to move to first base. A little bit different, right? But they held off telling him until they had.
And those communication issues that the Red Sox have, first of all, not many franchises have it that bad as they do.
Yeah.
The Celtics certainly don't. The Celtics and Brad Stevens have really earned a reputation of being very respectful and very, you know, courteous to the players that are in these conversations when they're having them. He's been upfront and honest. Like, really, anyone that's been traded in the Brad Stevens era has come back and praised him for that.
I also think that if there's anybody that can smooth things over, obviously, if you're Jaylen Brown, you're pretty hot right now. And you're thinking to yourself, I'm pissed off. I want to go to a different team. You know, if you're angry at, you know, this being, they almost controlled your future and sent you to a place that you didn't want to play. I do think if there's anyone that could smooth it over, it's Brad Stevens.
I agree. Especially with the longstanding relationship that he has. Like, mm-hmm. These guys have a close relationship. Jalen clearly has a lot of respect for Brad. Brad has a lot of respect and belief in Jalen Brown. Like, that goes a long way here in trying to mend those fences.
He tried to trade him 4 years in a row. He tried to trade him at the trade deadline this year, reportedly. They just decided our team's not good enough. We're trading Jalen Brown again. Brad wants him out.
It's fair for Jalen to feel that way. Again, like,
yeah,
you've been in conversations twice, and it feels like any time a superstar comes available, your name's up. And if Jalen Brown gets frustrated with that, that's a human reaction. That is totally rational and understandable.
But it's also basketball.
Right. Like, it's part of the business.
It's part of the money that you make. That ridiculous salary you get, part of that is the risk that you could be traded at any moment to a different team. That's why you get paid what you get paid.
It's also, you're talking about Giannis. It's not like some scrub that they're going to send him out for. It's Giannis, top five player.
Wait till plan B.
Exactly.
I don't want to know plan B. Let's go to Rob on line two. Rob, what's up, man? How you doing?
Guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Doing all right, but bear with me because this is a little involved. And honestly, fully transparent, the only basketball I typically watch these days is NCAA Division I college basketball. The professional game has turned me off. But this year's Celtics team did intrigue me. And there's a couple assumptions that everything I'm about to say is based on. One is that when owners extend players' contracts in the NBA, that's under the assumption and with the proviso that they are going to conduct themselves as professional basketball players in every way, shape, and form. On the court, out in public, and however you have to conduct yourself with negotiations private behind closed doors. Is that a fair assumption?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, I would think so. And by the way, another thing I was thinking too is the one way they can smooth things over with Jalen Brown after all this is to give him that extension.
Yeah, that's been my stance.
Sure, yeah.
So let me finish. So let me keep going. So now they extend Jalen Brown a supermax deal, and my math is fuzzy, but I know it's north of $50 million a season, correct?
Oh, yeah.
If the extension would be for two, like roughly 140, so it would be north of 70 or right around 70.
It would be an absurd amount of money. Yes, Rob.
But thank you for helping me prove my point. So this is what he is standing to gain, okay? And we're expecting him to act like a professional, and if he gets traded, he doesn't lose a penny of that money, correct?
Yeah. He gets paid all that money.
Yeah, it's paid.
Guaranteed money.
And Rob, you're making my point, Rob. I mean, the one thing I was saying is that's what happens. That's why you get paid all that money, is because there is a chance you can get traded. And I'm telling you,
I guarantee you Brad Stevens has all of this ready to go. Like, I mean, and he obviously has a speech that has been prepared since the moment he knew this could blow up in his face.
I'm pissed.
Yes, thank you very much, Brad, that he could smooth everything over with Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown, if he's a professional, hopefully he's enough of a professional where he'll be able to go, all right, cool, let's just try to win again.
Do you believe that that's going to happen? They're keeping Jaylen. You think they're going to smooth
it over? There's a big chance.
If there's no reasonable offer out there, they're going to want him for his value. They view him very highly.
This was your swing. This was your big swing. You missed.
I'm with you, Rich. Like, if this was specific to Giannis and that you still believe that Tatum and Brown can win at the highest level together, give him the extension. Validate him in that sense. Be like, okay, see, here we go. We believe in you.
So why is Windhorst saying it's a bidding war?
Because, of course, teams are going to call in. Like, teams are going to call and see if this relationship's severed, see if they're done with Jaylen. Like, they're obviously going to ask these questions.
You better snuff that out now. If I'm Brad Stevens, I come out and say, you know, we tried. Giannis is a once-in-a-generational player.
We'll hear from tonight after the draft.
Yeah, you better put it to bed.
Like, we'll get at least some clarity tonight. Like, I'm sure Brad Stevens will do his typical GM talk, a president of basketball operations talk, when he kind of tiptoes around it. But there will be a level of clarity tonight.
Nothing heals wounds better than cash.
Amen.
And if he puts out that extension, then that's going to be – if you're Jaylen Brown, and someone says, you know what? Here's how you don't get pissed off at us. Here's 140 million.
I'm going to help him with that, and everything will be good.
He'll sell it to Ugo, who's obviously going to be the next star of this team. All right, Terp, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Jeff Perlman.
Jeff Goodman.
He is an insider. He's going to be helping us out, trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes between the Celtics and Brad Stevens. We are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.